This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Rescuers continue to comb through the rubble of a partially collapsed building in Surfside, Florida, after a portion of the condominium fell away overnight, killing at least one person. AP reporter Terry Spencer says many people could not figure out what was happening when the beachfront condo fell.
People who were in neighboring buildings described hearing what sounded like either thunder, feeling what felt like an earthquake. One said it felt like a large windstorm had come. Many of them checked their weather apps on their phone thinking that they were a storm, but they didn't see anything. Barry Cohen, who's a former vice mayor of Surfside, who lives in the building, said he was awoken by the crash. And when he walked outside his apartment, it was just dust coming at him and debris and fled the building.
That's AP's Terry Spencer reporting from Florida. President Joe Biden on Thursday said, "We have a deal," announcing a bipartisan agreement on a $953 billion infrastructure plan that would achieve his top legislative priority and validate his efforts to reach across the political aisle. Biden announced the deal at a surprise appearance in front of cameras with members of a group of senators from both parties after an agreement was reached at the White House.
They have my word. I'll stick with what they propose, and they give me their word as well. So where I come from, that's good enough for me.
Details of the deal were scarce to start, but the pared-down plan with $559 billion in new spending has rare bipartisan backing and could open the door to the president's more sweeping $4 trillion proposals later on. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Countries bordering Russia have expressed concern about a Franco-German plan to resume official meetings with President Vladimir Putin, likening the move to an attempt to talk a bear out of trying to steal honey. Lithuanian President Gitanas Nausėda told reporters at the EU summit in Brussels that without any positive changes in Russia's behavior, it would send uncertain and bad signals. French President Emmanuel Macron insisted that dialogue with Putin was the right approach. Russia is the EU's biggest natural gas supplier and plays a key role in a series of international conflicts, including in Syria and Libya. Germany has strong economic interests there, notably the Nord Stream 2 undersea pipeline project. And a number of countries, including France, are reluctant to continue waging a sanctions battle with Moscow, including over the poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Turkish and U.S. military officials met in Turkey's capital to discuss plans for Turkish troops to continue securing Kabul's airport after U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan. AP's Zaria Shakli reports.
Turkey, NATO's only majority Muslim member, has offered to protect and run the Hamid Karzai International Airport, the main gateway into Afghanistan, after the alliance pulls out of the country. The country, which has around 500 non-combat troops in Afghanistan, is, however, seeking U.S. and other allies' support for their mission. Turkey also wants Pakistan and Hungary to be involved in the mission. I'm Zaria Shakli.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says Australia's most populous state is going through perhaps the scariest period since the pandemic started. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Officials are fighting to contain an outbreak of the highly contagious Delta variant. 11 new cases were reported, taking the total in the latest outbreak up to more than 40. State Premier Gladys Berejiklian warned that the state's capital, Sydney, was on edge.
It is a very contagious variant, but at the same time, we are at this stage comfortable that the settings that are in place are the appropriate settings, but that's so long as everybody does the right thing.
And with that stern message came new restrictions, including mandatory mask wearing in all indoor locations in Sydney, and home gatherings are limited to 5 people. Restricted movement regulations have also been imposed for 7 council districts in the east and inner west of the city.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.